New life given to Kyoto Protocol. More than 150 countries reached a last-minute deal on December 10th at the Climate Change Conference in Montreal. They agreed to extend the life of the Kyoto Protocol on global warming. New talks will begin from May 2006 to discuss further reductions in greenhouse gas emissions after the year 2012. Unfortunately, the United States will only join talks that do not require them to accept any agreements. President Bush said the Kyoto Protocol hurts the US economy. He believes scientists will find other ways of cutting greenhouse gases. America produces 25% of the world's pollution, but has just 4% of the global population. Former US President Bill Clinton received a warm welcome before his 30-minute speech at the conference. He said Mr. Bush was flat wrong and received thunderous applause. Mr. Clinton said, "There is no longer any serious doubt that climate change is real, accelerating, and caused by human activities." Environmentalists were happy with things at the end of the marathon 12-day talks. The World Wildlife Fund said, "The Kyoto Protocol is alive and kicking." Greenpeace agreed that the protocol was stronger now than it was 2 weeks ago. Canada's Environment Minister closed the meeting by stating, "We are going to reconcile humanity with its planet."